Your little Vamos there from the crowd. 30-15. Alcaraz serves down the tee. Good, heavy, precisely placed serve. Mm. He's weighing up his balls. He has four. He's now juggling them. Discards one, discards two. Stares at the two remaining. Tucks one in the pocket. Has a little look around. And he's ready. Game points. Serve it into the body, and the forehand comes back flat from Zverev. Oof, the 1-2 punch was finished off with a couple of real vamoses. I mean, if his jaws had opened anymore, he'd have dislocated them. Wow, that's what it meant to him. Hold to 15, 2-1, he leads.
Yeah. Like he's making a statement, you know, like, okay, I'm here, I'm fighting. I'm not letting you moving me around, and I'm going to fight.
It's a big famos, wasn't it?
Yeah. At 2-1 in the third set, that was a big one there. We have Tina listening from a rainy morning in Princeton, New Jersey, so wishing the sun had shone last week while I was at RG in person, of course. Sad to hear Gigi is leaving after this set. Her voice is the reason for listening for me. Learning to appreciate Marcos. Good luck with the pineapple.
Learning to appreciate Marcos. Marcos. That's a statement, isn't it, Marcos? Oh, Antoine, did you not realise he was still
maybe,
here?
Maybe we're going to call you the Marcos now.
Yeah, going to call you Marcos.
It's more like a clayish first name, you know, like Marcos.
Marcos Buckland.
Marcos Buckland.
And Buckland. And Tina, I think we're all learning to appreciate Marcos. Oh, my word. No, you've all been amazing. Our listeners are phenomenal. So thank you for being with us. Joanne and Paul are cycling through Portugal. Great to be on in time to see the rest of the final. Listen to you on the radio. 50 kilometres from Porto this morning, and it's one set all. After a great way to relax after a fabulous ride. Looking forward to the match. Could definitely go 4 hours plus, which means I'll win the pineapple. I don't want to win the pineapple. Zverev serves out wide, picked up. It's opened up the down the line, which is where Zverev goes. That two massive strikes from the German.
Once again, in that area, that forehand attack that he was able to hit down the line, that was a shot that he could have missed, a couple of years, 3 years ago. And he's not missing so much right now on that side. He's improved so much now.
Serve out wide. The backhand is inside the baseline. Zverev hitting the forehand deep, and he spins the ball up, and Alcaraz brings it down backhand cross court down the line. Wow. Laser-like from the German.
Yeah. That backhand down the line is just his specials, you know. And I just love it so much because I have a two-hand backhand, and I just love that to make that shot, but was not that, you know. Precise and good and fast and everything.
Oh dear. 1-2, 30 love, serve down the tee, back through the middle of the court, the off backhand from Zverev. Zverev opens the forehand and goes cross, got the forehand down the line. They're speeding things up here, they're smashing it from the baseline, and it's Alcaraz who goes long, and Zverev eases his way to game points.
Yeah.
Points for two all. Third set. Aaron 51 on the match clock. 5 past 5 in the afternoon, and it's an ace. Easily done from Zverev, who's now easing through these service games, and it is two games all.
216 kilometers an hour. Quick first serve. Zverev looking good right now. Alcaraz fighting to stay with him. In that third set.
A little bit of housekeeping at the back of the court for Alcaraz, cleaning the clay off the baseline so he can see exactly where it is. The presidential tribune behind him. As Alcaraz serves that wide, he serves and volleys. He puts the volley right onto the forehand of Zverev. It was almost like a warm-up, and he said, there you go, where would you like to place it? Zverev said, well, I'm going to place it there and I'm going to win the point.
That was a great translation of what happened. Catherine Grass, think you should use the pineapple for piña colada.
Oh, there and we go.
They're listening. They're in Albania, by the way.
Looking to serve and volley Alcaraz, but misses with the serve. I just think it's so squishy and it's so warm and it's been there for so long. I'm not sure we should ingest it. Deep, deep serve from Alcaraz. Wow. Forehand spins from Zverev. Forehand cross got onto the angle on the line. And I think there was a tiny bit of a hesitation from Zverev because I think all the world, everyone thought the call was going to come off the serve. And he's heading up to the mark. And he's rubbing his foot through it.
Not saying a word to the umpire, so that means that was the right call.
Total points won. Zverev 70, Alcaraz 65. Serve out wide, inside the baseline. Alcaraz lofts that spinny ball and the backhand cross-court flattened out by Zverev. Zverev with his backhand goes cross-court to the backhand, double-handed cross-court from Alcaraz, who goes drop shot. Oh, it's good. Here comes Zverev. He scoops it up. He gets it in. He goes down the line, Alcaraz, for the pass. He threaded the needle. The German thought he had it covered. The ball shot through. And Alcaraz takes the point.
Great drop shot from Alcaraz, and then Zverev was a bit too close from the net, so he took a step back, you know, from the net, and maybe he was waiting for like a lob, and Alcaraz surprised him with that down the line passing shot.
Alcaraz drop. Oh, it's beautiful. The fake, the disguise on that. It was delightful as it was delicious. Game points for 3-2.
There was a lot of room to put that drop shot because Zverev was so far behind for the serve.
Game points off backhand from Alcaraz. Very deep from Zverev. Draws the error, keeps the game alive. And Alcaraz is having a little natter with his box.
Yeah, because Zverev is surprising him with that length on the forehand side. He's not used to it. He's a bit surprised by that.
We have a bit of cloud cover, so a bit of relief for both the players and the crowd. Zverev has an issue. Hang on a second.
What's happening? We don't really know what happened.
Whatever it is, it's been dealt with. Everyone's fine. We play on, serve out wide, kicks up, and Alcaraz runs around, goes inside in, squash shot from Zverev. Mid-court forehand spins into the corner. Alcaraz the volley. Ooh, that sits
danger.
Up. Zverev says, oh, yeah. He gets the right way, Alcaraz, but Zverev walloped that ball from the mid-court.
He's been able to make these points, you know, with the passing shots in two times, you know, first down the line, and Alcaraz managed to put that volley back up, but it was too high. It was an easy shot for Zverev, and we're at deuce, and Alcaraz a little bit in danger right now.
Gets the first serve, gets a very deep serve. He cuts the volley short. Here comes Zverev, scoops the back up the line and misses, and that was great. He shaped up for power. He went for touch. He wins the point.
And he goes with a big vamos because it was kind of a vamos of relief, you know, like that when you're so happy to win a point, that means that he can feel a little bit of tension right now, the Spaniard.
A point for 3-2 in the third set. Nearly 2 hours on the clock. That's a lovely angled serve.
Yeah.
He goes for the smash. He crunches it. It's battered back by Zverev. Drops it short. Forehand up the line. There's the point. There's the game. And there is an enormous fist bump. There's definitely nothing wrong with that right arm. The way he just fist bumped up to the sky. And that was for a holder serve, 3-2, third set.
And what I like about this match is also that now we are almost 2 hours into that final, under an hour and 57 minutes. And both players are looking good on the physical part. You know, like they don't look tired. They look ready to fight. They know that they are toe-to-toe. So it's just perfect. That's where we want to be.
It's where we want to be at 10 past 5 in the afternoon on a Sunday in Paris. Sunshine in great company, great tennis.
It doesn't get any better.
No, it doesn't.
Even with Sophie Marceau.
All right, can we stop bringing up Sophie? Look, Antoine, soon you're going to have Marcus back for the last possible two sets.
Yeah.
Sophie Amiak is pickleballing it today, I assume.
Okay.
I think she's back on the pickleball court. Yeah. Sun is now reappeared from behind the clouds. A warm, warm day. Very busy around Roland Garros today.
Sophie Marceau is not pickleballing.
I don't seen her out there. Can you imagine Sophie Marceau on a pickleball court? Being yelled at by Sophie Amiak. Bend your knees.
Sophie.
Touch, soft touch. Come on, Sophie. Right, every game, precious. Is to be crowned Roland Garros 2024 champion. 2-3, third set. Sun shining. Zverev waits because someone got very excited there.
Yeah. And a bit late during the motion of the serve.
Late and excited. Zverev serves down the tee. It's blocked back. It drops over. Brings in
Short return from Alcaraz. And Zverev tried to do a drop shot.
Was awful.
But it was awful because imagine the ball touched the east court, east side of the court, bounced four or five times before touching the net. So that's how bad this attempt was. And love 15, 2-3, Zverev serving.
Alcaraz not too far back. Yeah, he might step a little bit closer because he does, and it's a second serve.
There's been a variation of his position.
Yeah. Second serve. 2 hours exactly on the match clock. He's inside the baseline, takes the backhand. Oh dear, got that all wrong. Gets it over, slides to the forehand, goes up the other one, pushes Zverev back. He'll take this ball out of the air. Oh my word.
Yeah.
He only just brought that in time, down in time enough. A lob from Zverev. The open court found by Alcaraz. He's opened up love 30.
I mean, two good points from Alcaraz, but two, I want to say, poor points from Zverev, as he didn't manage well. You know, there's been a short ball that he could have done better on that field during this point, the German. And now he's a little bit in danger, love 30.
Zverev winds himself up, serves down the tee, the stretch, middle return, the off backhand from Zverev. Zverev with his backhand goes cross court to the Alcaraz backhand down. That's beautiful from Alcaraz. He pulls out the volley, he drops it short, and again, it is the touch and it is the feel that the Spaniard has just to delicately tap it over. No way Zverev could get up to that ball, and he's got triple break point.
You can tell that Alcaraz, you know, he smells when he can. You know, like it's like a shark, you know, like he's waiting for the right moment to attack, to go behind his opponent, drop a volley, attack him, counter-attack him. Three big points.
Zverev with the first misses down the tee. So Alcaraz will step up a wee bit and say, okay, you got to get this right, because I will be here and I'm going to take it early and I'm going to put pressure on you and I'm going to try and get the break.
And I know that you feel the pressure sometimes, especially on the second serve.
Oh, second serve now. Sits up, taken early, backhand, cross court. Yeah, that was it. It was on that return of serve. Zverev is yelling towards his box. Alcaraz over to his towel. It's the Spaniard who's drawn first blood in this third set to break to love to lead 4-2.
Yeah, I'm observing Zverev, but trying to understand what he complains about, because, I mean, you say he's yelling at his buck, he's yelling at his dad. And it's just to take the frustration away from, I mean, he didn't play a very good game right now at this one that just went. So I think that it's a normal thing that Carlos broke. 4-2.
Deep return from Zverev, who slides into his back up and he nets. He was off balance, he was bending low, couldn't get any height on the ball.
Not the right body language right now from Zverev. He looks worried. He's not moving as well as the beginning of this set. It's like he went off a little bit, you know, in the intensity, in the focus.
Little dip. Missed first serve, and Alcaraz just bats that ball to the ball girl, came to a sliding stop. Second serve, Alcaraz serving to Zverev, who's still a long way back, the German. The German keeps his position and hits the double-handed backhand to the inside-out forehand. Oh, Zverev guessed it wrong. He thought he was going inside in. Now he goes cross-court the forehand. Zverev slaps it, but nets. He seems a little bit confused at the moment. He's not making the right decisions.
He's having a down moment and he's not managing it well, you know. Alcaraz was able to do a better job at this. 30 love.
4-2, 30 love. 4 minutes and 2 hours, the match time. 2 hours, four. 4:15 in the afternoon. I think Stefan's gone for an ice cream. Wise man. Serve down the tee, the backhand down the line, the slice floated cross court brings Zverev in, who redrops the pickup from Alcaraz. Can he guess the right way? The ball is up. Alcaraz will run through. He'll switch around. He was looking to play the forehand from behind, swiveling his body, doesn't make it. Thirty-15, 4-2, split the first two sets. Miss first serve. Second serve goes out wide, the backhand in play. Alcaraz goes inside out with his forehand. Alcaraz to the forehand side now, scoops up the ball, spins it cross court very deep. He gets a mid court ball. He goes backhand cross court, trying to find the angle. He did not find the angle, and it's 30-all.
Yeah, went for too much on that cross court backhand. Tried to get too much angle, as you said. You know that when you're going to play, you know, a Grand Slam final, and you know, of course, best out of five, you will not be able, you know, to be at your top level the whole match. You know that you're going to have ups, down, and the outcome will be that the best is going to, you know, manage all those up and downs.
Floated backhand from Alcaraz. Oof. Precise, fierce, and direct with the volley from Sasha Zverev. He had Alcaraz at sixes and sevens, just trying to defend. Now an immediate opportunity for the German to get us back on serve.
And that's just the beauty of it. You thought that Zverev, you know, was going down a little bit, and now he's back up.
Well, I thought I was moving further away from the pineapple.
Fight back, yeah.
Now I'm getting closer to the pineapple
again. Oh, yeah, you are.
Alcaraz serves down the tee and he misses, and he looks up to the chair and it's confirmed, and he resets for the second serve, and Zverev stays a long way back, lifts up the front of his shirt, drops it down slightly. Alcaraz with the second serve, centre of the box, the backhand is in play. Alcaraz takes his time and goes inside in with the forehand. Now on the forehand side, Alcaraz spins the ball cross court, up the line goes Zverev, cross court backhand, mid court goes Alcaraz. Alcaraz with the backhand goes into the centre of the court. Ooh, on the sideline from Zverev, he'll switch it round, and oh, it kicked off the baseline. He frames it after an awkward bounce, hands on hit, looks up to his box, break point gone. I mean, it's the look to his dad, it's the look to the box, it's like, right.
Yeah, he really thought that ball was going to go out.
Yeah.
And he's kind of stopped moving, you know, stopped trying to hit that ball.
Deuce. Alcaraz misses with the first serve. Looking to go down the centre line, down the tee to the backhand of the German. Second serve goes, oh, double fault. Coughs up another breakpoint opportunity.
Yes.
Sasha, isn't it?
Sasha.
Break back point. Alcaraz gets the serve down. That's a good serve. Should deal with this. Does deal with this. The break point's gone. A brief look up to his box. Zverev, the man with the Spanish flag, stands up and waves it around. And we are back to juice. Turning into a very, very important game now.
Oh, yeah.
Seventh of the third set. Zverev doing some prowling at the back of the court before getting himself set. Alcaraz is now ready and he serves out wide and he's missing this first serve and he looks up to the chair and he gets confirmation and he resets for the second serve. Serve down the tee. The off backhand is in play. The inside out forehand's missed. Didn't move his feet at all, Alcaraz.
Didn't move his feet, played only with his arm. And that ball goes in the middle of the alley. He tried to go with this inside-out forehand.
Third breakpoint opportunity for the German to get us back on serve in set three. Silence finally around Philippe Chatrier as Alcaraz serves into the net. First serve's gone walkies in this game for the Spaniard. Second serve goes out wide. The backhand's in play to the feet and the backhand cross court from Alcaraz. Alcaraz with double-handed backhand puts it down the line and up the line goes Zverev. Backhand cross court. Oh, there's a backhand from Alcaraz. Oh, it goes drop shot. Oh, my word, it snuck over. The pickup from Zverev, the get from Alcaraz. And he was delayed with the pickup because he didn't think it was coming over the Spaniard, but he makes it. He finds the gap and he wins the point.
And Zverev tried, you know, to make the volley, you know, like a kind of a reflex, but the ball was going too fast. And the ball managed to stay in. What a way to save another break point for Alcaraz. We saw, you know, that last slide, the way that the Spaniard slides so well on clay, the perfection of his movements.
Back to juice. Alcaraz, is he going to find the first serve?
Yeah, he does.
Yes, he is. He gets back mid-court. He hits a very heavy forehand. The lob is up from Zverev.
Very easy one.
Ooh, the smash is away. And as Mark has just pointed out, Zverev is having had his opportunities. He's just 3 from 12 breakpoint conversion through the course of this match.
And Papa Zverev looks a little bit worried as his son is looking at him. Doesn't seem to have the answers that Sasha is asking.
Oh, missed first serve down the tee. Ball boy scurries across, scoops up the ball back into position. Can he close out for the consolidation? A 5-2 lead. Drops that serve short, and Alcaraz had to then lean in. And he drops the ball over, and Zverev on the slide. He was off from the start there. It was a shorter serve. Zverev only just got up and lunged to it. He's now gesturing towards his box. The Alcaraz boxer on their feet. And Carlos Alcaraz has a 5-2 third set lead.
And a good look to win this third set. And now they are exchanging with his box. I'm talking
drinks.
About Alcaraz and Juan Carlos
Ferro. He was
Ferro.
Asking for drinks, wasn't he? Because he was motioning to drink.
Okay.
And then he was doing a 2, then a 3. So whether it's 2 scoops of something or 3 and something else.
Maybe.
He seems to be putting in his drinks order.
Or maybe he has a drink number 2 and a drink number 3.
And he wants them brought to him. And yeah. Zverev is eating sort of baby food. You know, you get little sachets of puree, little baby food pouches. and he's just having a little gulp. But that one looks like prunes. It's probably not. But in it goes. Quick and efficient way to get some energy in.
Yeah. People are starting to, you know, to get the feeling that, okay, we are fighting hard. Our body, we can feel our body that, you know, they need some energy. Sasha Zverev is about to serve to stay in this third set.
Stefan, did you get your ice cream? No, you didn't. Afterwards. Oh, he's saving it for afterwards.
He doesn't want, you know, to show off
with this ice cream with us. Oh, so he's going to buy everyone one at the end. Oh, that's generous. Generous.
I might accept it, even though it's not good for my summer body.
Two five. Serve out wide. It's an ace.
As Marcus is showing me nice pictures of Sophie Marceau.
Is that what you've been doing with yourself? Just looking up pictures of Sophie Marceau? Oh, Marcus, come on. Well, I mean, I'll ask the question of the boss if they can get her for next year, but guys, I'm not holding out too much hope, but let's see. Let's ask. Miss serve down the tee. The breeze blowing the back of the shirt and shorts of Zverev, who's serving towards the presidential tribune and the players' boxes, serving to stay in the set. Alcaraz takes us early with the back and it sits a bit short. And Alcaraz has pushed back and he goes forehand spinning cross court in the angle. Down the line goes Zverev. Backhand cross court from Alcaraz, who comes in to attack mid court. Oh, but again, he shapes up for power. He goes for touch. He wins the point and it's 15 all.
He does that perfectly. You expect him to. To hit hard and he goes with finesse.
I can't think of anyone else who does it like he does it. I mean, that dramatic change. He just taps it into play and he doesn't mind. He knows exactly what he's doing. Thinking clearly. Zverev adjusts the shirt around his neck and his shoulders. 2.25 hours on court. 5:30 in the afternoon on a Sunday. Last match of the tournament. Snap back on the forehand from Alcaraz and slapped into the net by Zverev. Now Carlos Alcaraz is 2 points from the set and 2 points from putting me further away from the pineapple.
That switch in position on second serve return in the third set for Alcaraz, it worked very well. You know, he's getting a bit closer from the baseline. That's very good job on the tactic part.
Alcaraz serves and Zverev serves and clips the top of the net going out wide. Both ball girls scurry across to scoop up the ball and Zverev gathers some more balls from the back of the court and has the one he's going to use. Split sets. 2-5, 15-30, Zverev having taken that second set 6-2 after a 6-3 first set from Carlos Alcaraz. Zverev serves down the tee, snapped into the net, 30-all.
Empress and Antoine, Sophie Marceau would make a fabulous addition to the team. I wonder if she is as funny as the other Sophie. The great bit about having the other Sophie is that she gets the joke about a minute after everyone else, which makes it even funnier. Love listening to you. Thank you for the last 2 weeks, Jonathan in Switzerland.
2-5, 30-all. Serve out wide, hooked back. Just long, game point.
Point return. Right behind the baseline. And 40-30, Sasha Zverev.
Zverev is ready. Alcaraz jumps.
And an ace.
Ace out wide. So the question is going to be asked of the young man now.
Are you able to put it away?
2 hours, 16. Last match of the 2024 Championships. It's then going to be transformed as an Olympic venue for the summer.
Yes.
It's then going to be transformed for a paddle venue for the end of September.
And also it's going to be transformed for tennis, of course, at the Olympics, and boxing on courses and lane for the Olympics.
Oh, yes. Right, here we go.
All right. Money time of the third set.
Alcaraz gathers together his balls, discards them one by one, clears the clay, taps the soles of his shoes, shows the new ball to Zverev, who's bouncing around holding up the front of his top before he lets it drop. And Alcaraz is 4 points from a 2-1 lead. Serve out wide, thought about coming in. He is inside the baseline and he spins the forehand onto the serve line. Down the line, mid-court goes Zverev. Zverev with his double-handed backhand scooped up the line. Forehand, heavy spin on the angle. The pickup from Zverev, the half volley, can't control it because it's a lovely pickup from Zverev.
You said it. Great pickup from Zverev. Great coverage of the court. Great fight. Love 15. It's a good way to put pressure on the young Spaniard. Needs to deserve it, to earn it, you know? That's it.
Sun reappears. Alcaraz serves out wide. He comes to serve and volley, plays the half volley, but it's into net because it was a dipping return to his feet.
I mean, even though it was a good first serve, 290 meters an hour, but you serve the back end of Zverev, you know that you're going to get an answer. It's such a great shot.
Alcaraz serves down the tee, the backhand through the throat of the court. The inside-out forehand from Alcaraz is love 30. The backhand down the line is missed from the German, who hangs his head, and the Spaniard's on the board.
That was a rushed choice on that last backhand. Went a bit too early down the line. Needed to work a bit more on that last point. The German still looking good, 15-30.
Alcaraz winds up into the serve and misses, outweighed by a wide. It landed plumb in the middle of the tram lines. Ooh, two ball boys nearly collide, avoid each other, scurry back into position. Alcaraz ready with the second serve. Second serve goes down the tee. The forehand is spun back and deep. The forehand spins cross court from Alcaraz. It is loose and long from Zverev, and it's 30-all.
Zverev once again waving both arms to his box, to his papa. Not happy about that last shot.
Juan Carlos Ferrero is very animated, especially in comparison to Alexander Zverev Sr. Doesn't give us anything.
No.
Juan Carlos Ferrero, he's motioning, the fingers are pointing, he's gesturing, and serve out wide to bring up a set point. The forehand spins cross-court on the angle. Zverev goes cross-court deep with this forehand. A double-handed backhand swept cross-court from Zverev. Zverev with his... It's long. It is long from Alcaraz, and it is break point Zverev.
Break point.
Five for the head-to-head Zverev, 2-1 on clay, 1-1 in 2024. Break point Zverev. Alcaraz with the first serve, kicks up into the body, it snapped back on the forehand, the inside out forehand, he's mid-court, he's kind of no man's land. Alcaraz at no man's land, ball to his feet, the racket leaves the Spaniard's hand, the break is back, Zverev checks he's okay, he's fine, and we're on serve, third set.
I think it was... Alcaraz hesitated a little bit, you know, on that last shot. And as Zverev read it perfectly, stayed on the backhand side and was able to counterattack. Alcaraz tried to, you know, to dive to get that volley, but it was way too fast for him. He dropped his racket and his serve.
Oh, bubbling up nicely, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Really is. Mm-hmm. Set a piece, on serve, third
set. We're talking about the pineapple that is bubbling.
Worrying.
It's boiling inside.
They might, if I walk into an airport with that tomorrow morning, Antoine, they're going to, well, A, they're going to think I'm nuts, but B, they're going to think it's some kind of weapon. I mean, it's...
Where are you hiding?
You told me to talk to the pineapple.
Yeah,
the way it's looking, it might start talking back to me.
That would be fun, you know.
I mean, it's alive, isn't it? Look how squishy it is.
Yeah.
It's what is it warm?
You walk like this and say, hey, we're gonna have a good travel, you know?
Oh my word. We have a
the smell also is interesting.
Yes, it is quite fruity.
Yeah, it is.
Quite fruity.
Come on, 5-4 on serve. They're serving to stay in that second set.
Here we go.
Third set.
Here we go. All the seats full. In Philippe Chatrier, Zverev serves out wide. That's a good, big, penetrating serve. Zverev rolls his right shoulder and scratches just under his nose with the fingers on his right hand while holding the racket. Lifts up the front of the shirt and Alcaraz is blowing on the fingertips of his left and right hand, then bouncing around. Then he's still, he's not too far back, he's slightly side on. And Zverev continues to bounce. Presidential Tribune behind the German, who serves now deep and too deep. He bats it to the ball girl, she scoops it up. And Alcaraz comes a little bit further forward, just try and put a little bit of pressure, a bit more pressure on the German. Takes his early. Oh, hello. It's framed by Alcaraz. Oh, there's a missed catch in the crowd. That was their moment. They dropped it. Now they've got to find it and they've got to give it back. Right, we found it. So can someone throw it back? No, you've got to throw it back. You can't keep it. Oh, they're keeping it.
They are?
Yeah, well, so far they keep it. Let's see if they lob it back in a minute. 30, love, 4-5. Serve down the tee. The backhand through the middle, right? Is the ball coming back? Yeah, the ball girl's waiting for it. And the guy in the crowd's pretending he hasn't got it.
Yeah.
And she's waiting for it. She's looking at him. And they're not giving it back.
Oh, they're just changing the
balls. This is mischievous. There we go.
Here it is.
I mean, she did her job well. She stood there with her arms up going, I want the ball.
Yeah.
Game points for 5-all. Oh, wow.
Great game for Zverev. He needed that. He's back in business. He was not happy with his box, but he's still here. That's the thing with the German, you know. Sometimes he looks angry, you know, like mad, but he always manages to stay in the fight. It's just amazing. What a fighter he is.
It's an ace down the tee. 5-all, still very much anyone's this third set. Radio Roland Garros, the final match we have for you of 2024. Thank you so much for your company over the course of these 2 weeks. As Alcaraz serves out wide, the forehand comes deep and Alcaraz hits the forehand through the throat of the court, through the middle. Then he goes backhand cross court to the service line. Down the line goes Zverev. Oops. Alcaraz tees off, doesn't catch it as he was trying to brush up the back of the ball. And he doesn't get the contact and he misses the court altogether.
And this, I mean, as the last point showed, but Carlos Alcaraz is missing way more, twice more as Alexander Zverev. And look at that series of points. The last 15 points, Zverev has won 12 of them. So that's a lot. Alcaraz needs to react right now, right on this point.
Love 15. Alcaraz serves out wide. The backhand's in play. The drop shot played
and
lovely.
So.
Beautifully played. Held his position. Held his nerve.
When you're in trouble, you know, you tend to get back to what you will enjoy to do, you know. Wide serve, drop shot forehand side, great execution, 15-0.
Third set, business end. Alcaraz serves centre of the box into the body, brings out a forehand. Zverev opens up his ball, but a lot of spin on that ball. Forehand cross court from Zverev, and Alcaraz goes forehand spinning deep the ball. He's going to go up the line. He slices a squash shot's cross court. The drop shot from Zverev. Here comes Alcaraz. He pushes it deep. He pushes it too deep.
I mean, it's rare to see Alcaraz losing points in that era of the court, you know. He likes coming forward, he likes using slices, you know, drop shots. But that was a weird choice, the last one, that is went very deep. And now he's in danger, 15-30.
Having had the break and the opportunity to close out for a 2-1 lead, it's now 5-all, 15-30 on the Spaniard serve. Agra serves misses out wide. Nearly 2.5 hours of play. Serves out wide again. The backhand pushes Alcaraz back to a short ball up the line. That looked long from Zverev. Backhand cross court goes Alcaraz. Cross court back, and they go through the middle of the court goes Alcaraz. Double hander from the Spaniard down the line to the forehand lofted cross court from the German. And it's Alcaraz who tees off for the second time in this game. And break points for 6-5 into serve for a 2-1 lead for Sasha Zverev.
It's the second miss hit in frame forehand on that game, you know, in Alcaraz. That's on the foreign side, surprising, 2 break points. The crowd feels it. They come behind the Spaniard. 15-40, he's gonna need it. At least he needs a good first serve, maybe a 3 point.
He's gotta get the first serve. He doesn't, he was looking to come in off the back of the first serve. Ball girl scoops it up. Zverev is still standing a long way back. Points for 6-5 for the German. Alcaraz settles, serves out wide, stays back, has to run back and hit the backhand and drop that one, cut it short, back and up the line. Squash shot from Alcaraz. He's on the back foot, settles for a backhand and he nets. He was on the back foot from the start of that point. He hangs his head. He then looks up to his box.
Yeah.
And from serving for the set, it'll now be Sasha Zverev, who very shortly will be serving for 2-1 lead.
And Alcaraz is talking to the chair umpire, maybe complaining about the courts a little bit. Yeah. Talking about the quality of the court. Saying that it's unbelievable.
Saying he's playing more like a hard court.
Crazy.
He said this is a Grand Slam when it's unbelievable. So the frustration.
Yeah.
Clear to see. Novak Djokovic enjoying the match with his family. It's nice to see. And the ice towel, they've got a new one because it's looking a little bit soft and soggy. It's another bloated ice towel.
Like the pineapple.
But even before time is called, Zverev is back.
Yeah.
And he's ready to go to serve for 2-1 lead.
To serve, yeah.
And Alcaraz spent most of that change of ends having a chat with René Lichtenstein in the chair. It takes two of them to carry the ice towel. It's so big. He's back in the freezer. Alcaraz is in position. And after 2.5 hours of play, it is Sasha Zverev who is serving at 6-5 for 2-1 lead. Alcaraz isn't ready. He turns his back on Sasha Zverev. Then he comes forward. He's got a long way back now, the Spaniard. Return of serve position has changed once again.
He's even...
He's with the line judges.
Yeah, he's further back, yeah.
Serve out wide. Snap back to the feet. Good the job. Volley! Well played. 1-2 punch. 3 points from the set.
Great choice. Great choice from Zverev. You know, he's going for it, trying to get it, taking big options. 15 love.
Still staying back, Carlos Alcaraz. Sasha Zverev bouncing, settles, reaches, tosses up the ball and slams the serve into the net. Ball girl scoops it up back into position. Zverev to the back of the court, pulls the shirt forward so the chains drop inside the shirt. Alcaraz has gone even further back. Serve goes out wide. The backhand is rolled in and deep through the middle of the court goes Zverev. The backhand cross court miss from Alcaraz. 2 points from the set.
Alcaraz is really missing this end of set, you know, like he's not quite here yet, you know, just talking to his box.
Lots of head shaking.
Yeah. He looks a little bit lost, you know, in this third set. I mean, just in the end of this third set because it was up, of course.
He was serving two points away. Yeah, and now the switch. And 2 points for the Germans. Serve down the tee. The backhand is in play. Through the middle of the court they go. The forehand with lashings of spin on it. And again, cross court from Alcaraz. Alcaraz, double-handed backhand cross court to the double hand of the German, who sweeps it cross court. Down the line with the backhand goes Alcaraz, who plays the forehand cross court deep into the forehand wing of the Germans, gets a short ball and goes cross court on the angle. The stretch of the German is wide. And Alcaraz is on the board in game number 12.
That's more like him. Great build up to this point. Great fight.
He's pretty good at resetting, Carlos Alcaraz. Like another Spanish player we know. Puts the bad stuff in the past pretty quickly. 30-15. Zverev, 2 points. We're 2-1 lead. Zverev serves down the tee, the forehand through the middle of the court and short, the backhand cross court to the service line, backhand down the line from Alcaraz, forehand up line from Zverev, backhand cross court from Alcaraz, scooped up by Zverev. Alcaraz is coming forward on the inside out forehand. Alcaraz knows it's going wide, and it's 30-all.
Thirty all, 6-5. Kind of an important point, no? Don't you think?
Massive. Dad Zverev can't look. He's looking at his feet. He's got a white baseball cap on and a blue top with white stripes on it. Now he looks towards his son, who's at the far end of the court and is serving at 30-all, 6-5. What do you give for a first serve right now?
Gets it.
And it's not just a first serve. It's an ace of a first serve.
I mean, 205 kilometers an hour on the slice white serve is just amazing.
Set point after 2 hours and 34 minutes for Sasha Zverev in his second Grand Slam final, his first here in Paris, to go 2-1 up on Carlos Alcaraz. 6-5, set point. Ready with the first serve. Misses out wide just. A couple of members of the crowd thought he had nailed it. Back he goes. Alcaraz still standing way, way back. Bird flies over. Shadow on the court. That's cleared. The wind is blowing the shirt and the shorts of Sasha Zverev, who uncoils himself and not happy with the ball toss. Ooh, it's not always a good sign.
Oh, no.
And another bird flies across. There's another shadow on the court. A lot of bouncing. Set point, 40-30. Second serve goes down the tee. The forehand is pushing the German back, who brings up a short ball. Inside in goes Alcaraz. Alcaraz with the forehand going cross court, then down the line, center of the court, and a lot of spin on that backhand. Sits up to a backhand that's lofted up as well. And Alcaraz, a lot of these high, spinny balls, and Zverev goes inside out with the forehand. And the backhand, another high, spinny, no-pace ball. The backhand cross court. Zverev comes forward. He's pushed back. He plays the backhand cross court. Set points, Zverev. Backhand to backhand they go. Two deep from Sasha Zverev. And Carlos Alcaraz comes out on top, and it's juice.
Oh my God. That's surprising options, huh, by Alcaraz in this point. You know, this moon boost, a lot of spin.
It's a bit of junkie through.
Yeah, that is good. I mean, it worked. So, back at deuce.
Set point saved. Alcaraz has served for the set. Zverev is trying to serve for the set. Shot clock down to 2. Zverev at deuce gets the ball away out wide. Forehand to the feet of the German, who switched across court with the backhand, the sliding backhand from Alcaraz. The short slice from Zverev. And back down the line goes Alcaraz. Break back point for the tiebreak.
I mean, what he was able to do on that defense, sliding slice, which just went just over the net, and then Zverev didn't have much of a choice, you know, he put it back down the line, and then Alcaraz saw it, ran, cut the trajectory, and went down the line with that forehand. Amazing.
Break point. He's converted four of the six he's had in this final. Carlos Alcaraz convert here. It's decided on a tiebreak. Alcaraz, if he takes an inch further back, he's going to smash into the Lacoste metal plate that's in front of the
presidential tribune.
He is, almost. He's going to be next to Bjorn Borg. He's trotting around on his feet. Don't go back any further because you will have an accident. Break point. Alcaraz, down the tee goes Zverev.
Great
point saved.
230 kilometers an hour down the tee. Alcaraz was not able to manage, you know, to handle that return. Forehand return went too long. And we're back at deuce.
You can see tournament director Amelie Mauresmo is watching courtside.
Yes, in the corner with sunglasses on.
Everyone wants a vantage point for this final. Cloud cover in the shade, 2 hours 38, deuce 6-5. Zverev serving in the third set, split the first two sets, reaches up for the serve and serves out wide. The forehand to the feet of the German, who goes down the line, clips the top of the net, the backhand, the volley, floats very deep for Zverev. He goes for the smash, he's got it! On the angle, spectacularly done by the German, who brings up set point number two.
Yeah. I mean, that first volley was not perfect. It was a little bit shaky, but it landed very deep. And so it pushed Alcaraz to make a lob. Was not high enough, was not long enough. The German is so big and was about to put away the smash. Set point.
The sun revisits Philippe Chatrier. The bouncing continues from Sasha Zverev.
The ball looks...
We're not having that ball, so he's going to discard that ball. I don't know why
they're booing. Why does the crowd have the French crowd booing for nothing?
I feel sorry for these balls.
They've been doing a good job so far.
That's a lucky escape for that ball. Doesn't have to go through it anymore. Set point. Come on, crowd.
Good crowd handling by Renaud Lichtenstein. It's a crucial moment.
Set point. Ooh, wrong service box on the first serve down the tee. Looking to step in off that first serve. Back he goes. Ball girls back into position. Alcaraz is still a long way back. And Zverev is ready with the second serve at set point. Serve goes out wide, kicks up. The backhand spins in play. The backhand cross court to the serves line. The backhand just getting these balls in at the moment, these two, finding the angle. Then more on that from Alcaraz. He has to scoop up the forehand off his shoelaces. And the angle found by Zverev. And the spinny ball cross court very deep from Alcaraz. Depth. Gets a short ball, goes backhand long. And the backhand down the line from Zverev. The spinning, sitting mid-court ball, backhand cross court. The lob up from Alcaraz. The smash down from Zverev. The pick up from Alcaraz. The forehand from Zverev. He's got the court. It's into the net. And Zverev has a 2-1 lead in the Roland Garros final.
And Papa Zverev can't stand up because he's happy for his son.
And he's gone for a comfort break. Dad has left the box. He will be back. A disconsolate Carlos Alcaraz, who had the opportunity to serve for the set, sits down. The umbrellas go up. It is Sasha Zverev, who is a set away from being crowned Roland Garros champion. It's been a pleasure to be on Radio Roland Garros this year. Absolutely loved it. That is it from me. And you're going to be in the very safe and capable hands, sadly not Sophie Marceau, but of Antoine Beneteau and Marcus Buckland.
Thank you very much, Gigi. It was a pleasure.
Brilliant stuff, Gigi. Wow. What a sea change towards the end of that set, Antoine. And I wonder... Well, if Carlos Alcaraz wants to win this match, he's going to have to become the first man since Rod Laver in 1962 to win Roland Garros semi-finals and finals from 2-1 down. So he has his work cut out, but if anyone can do it, I guess Carlos Alcaraz is the man.
The end of that third set was... a little bit surprising to me, you know, like the way he lost his focus, he lost track, you know, on the of his game or what he's supposed to do, of you know, the tactical part of the game. There were just more mistakes all of a sudden. That's not like him, you know. So that was surprising, and that's how Sasha Zverev was able to take away that set. You know, he felt that Alcaraz was not at his best, and he played better, and so, yeah, that was that was a surprising out of the third set, but it's promising for that fourth set.
Yeah. Jose's back with his mates. They're taking their time. They're checking the net's the right height. He was complaining, and a few days ago, Novak Djokovic was complaining about the court as well. Have the players got a point here?
I mean, of course, when you reach the end of a set, maybe the last set lasted, I don't know, 45, 50 minutes, and the clay has been moving around a little bit. We saw there's been some wind also on the court, Philippe Chatrier, so, you know, the clay, we see small tornadoes of clay, you know, going around, and so, of course, it moves, but that's the beauty of the surface, you know, like, that's why we say that clay courts, you know, it's a surface where it's alive, you know, like, where it changes, where when it's humid or when it's hot, when it's dry, the conditions are different. So that's just part of the game. That's just also what makes it so special. So I wouldn't, you know, like, I mean, that's not a good sign when you complain about the court, you know?
No.
It's not always a good sign.
Few people asking, because you've spotted all the celebrities, is Ben Stiller in the house today?
Ben Stiller, I haven't seen him.
We saw him several times, didn't we, earlier?
Yeah, I mean, he's just tennis lover.
John Rogers says, goodbye, Gigi Salmon, you're the bomb. She's waving. Woody's been in touch. Hi, Marcus. Hi, Antoine. Listening for one final time in 2024 from a grey and gloomy east of England. Thanks for the amazing coverage and so many laughs. The Monday after the championships is always hard to adjust to, but he'll be tuned in for Wimbledon Radio, which is great to hear. We're ready for set number four. Will it be the final set of 2024? Carlos Alcaraz and his supporters certainly hope that's not the case. Sun's gone behind some clouds as he serves to the forehand of Zverev. And Israeli begins down the centre of the court, the throat of the court, as Gigi so eloquently called it. Then an inside-in forehand from Zverev. The attempted drop shot from Alcaraz is into the net. Two hours and 44 minutes on court so far. If you are just joining us on Radio Roland Garros, Carlos Alcaraz made a good start. Took the first set by 6-3. Looking to win his third Grand Slam final out of three. But Sasha Zverev hit back to take the second set 6-2. Alcaraz then served for the third, but lost it by 7-5. And that's where we are at the moment. Alcaraz looking to rediscover his equilibrium. Ooh. And his belief is Zverev flies long, yeah, with forehand, and he's still gesticulating. Look at him. He's at the other end of the court from his dad, but he's already getting angry again. And now his dad's actually showing some real signs of frustration himself. Sun can't make up its mind. It keeps popping in and out of clouds. It's back out again at the moment. Zverev from the far end in front of the presidential tribune, serving to the forehand and coming in behind the serve with perfect. A lovely little drop volley.
I love how Carlos Alcaraz is able to, you know, to put the volley, to slide, the sliding stops, and is able to make the volley. That's how you know that when you handle the clay court movement pretty well.
Yeah, he looks so comfortable most of the time, but he didn't in the final four games of the last set. They're all the more mysterious as a result. Backhand down the line to the forehand, and Zverev didn't really get up, and Zverev reaching across couldn't get there. Mentioned he's looking to make it three wins out of three in Slam finals after the US Open of 22 and Wimbledon of 23. Some other big names have managed that. Not many, to be honest. Roger Federer, it won't surprise you to learn, won his first 7 Grand Slam finals. First serve is just long. Stan Wawrinka won his first 3, as did Gustavo Kuerten, Stefan Edberg, Bjorn Borg, and Jimmy Connors. Backhand down the middle of the court from Zverev, who now goes cross-court to the double-hander of Alcaraz. The inside-in forehand from Zverev is wide, and Alcaraz holds to 15 at the start of set number four.
He forced it a little bit, yeah. And that one went for that inside it, but landed in the middle of the alley. We didn't do one thing, Marcus. What is your prediction for this fourth set? Is it Zverev?